This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
I'm sure you miss me, right? Come on, come here. Because otherwise I'm talking to myself all weekend. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being part of the process, so much for being part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us and are available, you know, to be involved, to be engaged. Lots going on, huh? Joey B, has he come out of the basement yet? I mean, I don't know if anybody's really actually seen him. There was some video the other day. I'm just touching with some lighthearted stuff. There was a video the other day when he was supposed to be out in the garden signing that god-awful bill that somebody at an apartment near the White House took a video shot and showed that there was nobody out on the lawn. So I'm wondering, really, really, truly wondering which one is, fake and which one is real. But, I wouldn't put it past these people. Based on everything they're doing, I wouldn't put it past these people. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This is disgusting, but I got to do it. So apparently Cuomo is obsessed, the soon-to-be ex-governor Cuomo, is obsessed with his body parts. You know, according to some of the people that are accusing him, and listen, you don't have to let your mind run crazy, because I'm not. He has a preoccupation with his hand size, says former aide Charlotte Bennett. Now, he is being investigated. There are investigators right now working on this, which I think is great and wonderful. Former aide who accused New York Governor Andrew Cuomo of sexual harassment told investigators, buddy, that he has a preoccupation with his hand size. The former aide, Charlotte Bennett, met with outside investigators for more than 4 hours as part of a New York State Attorney General Letitia James investigation. Now, I don't know much about her. But I heard today she's pretty far left, too. I mean, you guys in New York, you get what you vote for. The liberalism that you're voting for today is nothing like it was 20 or 30 or 40 years ago. Nothing like. These people are off the charts. Now, Bennett provided more than 120 pages of contemporaneous records, as well as other examples of documentary evidence. They're going after this guy big time. And for the Dems, the local Dems not to stick up for him is quite interesting. And yet, Joey B, well, maybe they went to the same camp together, right? The sexual abuse and assault camp. Because Joey B's in the same camp. He's been accused of. And Kamala Harris, if you recall at one point in time, she was totally fine with calling him a racist and a sexual assaulter and all of that. That was all good until he picked her or decided he was going to use her as the VP. Right? Now, story goes on to say, we remain confident that their investigation will substantiate Charlotte's claims of sexual harassment. Now, this is, what are we up to, like 9? Yeah, I don't know for sure. I don't, you know, I'm not the guy running the show over there. But you think about it. They can't keep running from this. This is going to bite them one way or the other. He, at some point in time, to shut this down, he's going to have to resign. Anybody with me on this? There's no, because there's no other way for him. Yeah, here we go. There's no other way for him to get away with it. One piece of new information that came to light, with the governor's preoccupation with his hand size and what a large size of his hands indicated to Charlotte and other members of his staff, as he liked to tell them. I mean, what are you talking about? Somebody who's full of himself. Not only is he, I would say, a mafiosa type. Really, seriously. And his brother's no different. You saw him when he was out and about with the public, the general populace, but a wonderful piece of human being he was. Now, Senator Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand have called for Cuomo to resign. One of the biggest reasons, but they don't need this aggravation. They got other stuff going on they're trying to get done. He's a distraction. Now, Bennett, 25, alleged that Cuomo sexually harassed her during an encounter in his office. What was the encounter? Well, then again, you know, he used to call him in for work and then try to have his moments with, I don't know any other way to do this and keep it clean. Try to have his moment with them. Moment. And apparently Cuomo was in, ready for this one? No, come on, you ready for this one? In casual conversation, he was asking her about her sex life. Can you imagine that? Your boss? So, Mary, how often do you have sex? Do you like tall men? You like men with big hands? What do you think? Sick. Just picture him saying these kind of things to her. He asked her at one point in time, now think about it, she's 25 years old. So, have you been with older men? I mean, my God. I can't stand it. And to get away with this, where are the Me Too people here? You can't tell me that nobody around him knew what was going on. Not a soul. It's just amazing. Cuomo's denied all the allegations, didn't think he was acting in any inappropriate way, and he will not resign today, so he says. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Kimberly joins me right after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
About 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Actually, you need to be part of the conversation to be part of the solution so you can have a clue as to what's going down. I know somebody who has a clue. She always does. And the one thing I love about having her on the show is I can keep her up for 3 hours after the show because her blood pressure is so high. Kimberly Moran joins us as she does every week to give us kind of the New England hardcore Yankee viewpoint on what's going on. And, Kim, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, and you can't get me tonight because I'm drinking wine.
I'm going to get you good, though. I mean,
no, I'm drinking wine.
You're supposed to wait. I don't have enough, what is it, to call lead time to hit all the beeps. yeah, you know, it's really funny because the Yankee what we refer to, if you're from New England, the Yankee perspective on what's going on is mostly, what do I give a crap? Just give me what you owe me and leave. You know,
yep.
Kind of like where they're at, right? I mean, they don't like all this tomfoolery. This is just irritating to them.
Most people, but, you know, we do have a lot of dim bulbs in New England, let's face it.
Dim bulbs.
That's why Massachusetts is the way it is. That's why, you know, Connecticut's the way it is.
Yeah, but the Connecticut was the, what do you call them? The upper crust went to Connecticut. You know what I'm saying? We were the working stiffs in Boston, but in Boston. Don't you know what? I just had a conversation with somebody this weekend, and I knew you'd appreciate this. The idiot actually tried to do a really bad Boston accent, right? Oh, you're from Boston. I said, you know what? I don't know anybody in Boston that says you're from Boston. What is that?
Oh, my God.
I mean, seriously. Again, stop with the fake Boston accents. I'm offended.
There's nothing worse than a bad Boston accent.
I know, right?
And besides, anybody from around that area knows there's all different kinds of accents.
That's right. That's very true.
You know when someone's from Revere.
Right?
You know?
In Boston, or the western part of the state, which they're quite proper there.
Excuse me, that's where I'm from. That's why I don't have an accent.
So you
it's
got
not that we're proper.
So you got a proper education, huh?
It's not that we were proper. It's just beyond Worcester, which I apparently say wrong.
Worcester,
yeah. To my Boston friends, I say Worcester wrong. It's just that beyond that, we're like, oh, we are ditching this accent stuff.
Nobody knows. Nobody will understand this, but somebody sent me this video of all the cities in Boston or outside of Boston and said,
yeah.
Is this really how you say this? And none of them make any sense.
It gets even worse. Yeah, and it gets even worse than that. It's the same thing in New Hampshire. That's definitely a New England thing.
All right, I'll tell you what else is somewhat New England. Cuomo and the Mafia.
No. God, come on.
Yeah, I know, right? He's like the rash that never really goes away, kind of subsides for a little bit, and then it pops up through the skin again.
He's such a dirtbag.
Isn't he, though? I mean,
he is
that stereotypical dirty mafia mug that you know, well, not that you grew up around, but some of the guys that I knew, they're just really...
No. He's worse. He's worse than actual mafia guys because he's a wannabe mafia guy who never could make it as one.
Well, apparently all the fuggery, all the thumbscrewing that he did to a lot of these other legislative officials that he had to work with or was with, now coming back to bite him because he's got no cover from any of them now. They all want him impeached. They all bring him forward. But apparently, according to one of his aides, Charlotte Bennett, he was preoccupied with the size of his hands and always said to her, hey, have you ever, you know, had sex with, like, an older man? I mean, just going, my God. And Trump was the bad guy. Trump was the sexual assaulter. And these guys, up until recently, I get away with. And where's Joey B? Where's Harris on this?
Joey B doesn't even know where he is, never mind what Cuomo's doing. See, this is the problem in life in general. Guys like him are in a position of power, and women don't say anything or don't tell guys like that to F themselves because they're terrified, number one, of retribution. But they also, they're trying to do this as their career, so they want to keep their career going. Me, I'd kill my career and tell the person to, you know, screw. But it's that this is one of the problems, and this is why this kind of stuff can happen, and nothing ever comes out about it.
See, Kimberly, I get that all the time when I'm on a show and I'm talking about this kind of stuff. I say, look, if you women really care about other women, if you really believe this is bad, stop saying, but I have a job and kids to feed, and start opening your mouth because there's so many of you out there that, you know, you're going to win. You'll eventually win, but you will win.
Right.
This is not new. This has been going on for decades, but now you're starting to speak up in bigger numbers, right?
They have to speak up in bigger numbers, and they have to speak up when it's happening. And I know from what I understand, some of these women did speak up to, like, other people at the office or even HR, and nothing happened. So, but if they band together, that's an army you've got.
Yeah.
Of backup, right?
There's so many.
And that's what I think has happened. The first woman had the courage and the bravery, whatever, to come out. And then others said, yep, this happened too, and I guarantee there's others. Because if he did it to this many women, probably did it to a lot more.
And nobody was stopping.
And them. They all seem credible. It's none of them seem far fetched making up a story. They all seem credible.
Mm-hmm. No, I totally agree with you. And again, I love the stories are consistent in his approach, consistent in his commentary. And isn't it interesting? Again, though, you've got the legislators that he's put the screws to. Are coming out and saying something, but you've got the Joey B's of the world that nothing, not a word. And,
nope.
And my fear, though, I don't know if you feel the same way I do, my fear is that they're going to bury the COVID stuff over the sexual assault stuff. I mean, if that's what takes them down, great, but it shouldn't be the thing.
No, he should have been taken down for killing grandma. And he's not the only governor who did that. There's other governors as well. But, yeah, you're right. That's going to be totally ignored and painted over because of this stuff. Part of me thinks it was intentional that this came out now.
You think that somebody kind of pushed it along a little bit so that this would take the place of all the other stuff happening?
Oh, please. Does the left ever do anything that's not calculated? Honestly.
No, you're exactly right.
There is, I give the left a ton of credit, even though I abhor them and their ideology. I give them a ton of credit. They've been very patient. They've been very sneaky, underhanded, horrible, but they've got stuff done.
They got the game down. They know it, and they can do it in their sleep. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about what Generation X is good or bad for. Yeah, I know that one. Be back in a few minutes. Don't receive your host. Kimberly's going nowhere. She'll be right with us.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text TECH to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word TECH to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word TECH to 48542. Text TECH to 48542.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The judge overseeing the trial of the former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd is being asked to delay it. This comes after Floyd's family agreed to a $27 million settlement with the city of Minneapolis last week. Derek Chauvin's defense attorney, Eric Nelson, expressing concern that the news of the settlement would impact jurors already selected to hear the case and those who could be chosen. White House officials say nearly 30% of adults in the United States have received at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine.
Over the last 7 days, we're now averaging 2.4 million shots per day.
Top White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt reiterating President Biden's goal that every American should be able to receive a vaccine by May 1st, and they will be free for everyone. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
One of my favorite words, jackwagon. Right? I mean, listen, the FCC is good with it, so I'm good with it. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, and just participating in the conversation, because you have to. You have to participate in the conversation so you can get a viewpoint of what other people, how other people are coming at this. Anyway, always a pleasure. Let me bring it back on again with me. Kimberly Marin joins me as she does every week. Kind of get the week rolling, get it started. Helps me get her, you know, blood pumping and that kind of thing. So, Kimberly, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So, we're going to move away from Cuomo's hands. I hope you don't mind.
And, thank God.
We're going to move into... Apparently, Generation X is just doesn't give a crap, you know? Like, leave us alone.
Yeah.
Right? What is Gen X? Tell us, for those of us who really don't understand that kind of terminology.
So, Gen X were the kids whose parents kicked us out of the house and said, go play, don't come home until the streetlights come on. They had no idea where we were, what we were doing. And we all survived.
You
we didn't wear seatbelts.
Bad parents, right?
I mean, we didn't have video games until it was like Atari, which was, God knows, you know. The first whatever.
My first one was Pong. Remember Pong?
Yes, I remember Pong.
Go ahead.
We're the generation that wants to be left alone and leaves other people alone, right?
Right.
So there was an article in the New York Post today that said Generation X is the only place is the only generation that can save us from the cancel culture. It's like, dude, really? Zero, you know what's to give. Now, like I said, most people that I know in Generation X want to be left alone and don't care what someone else does as long as it doesn't interfere with our lives or infringe upon our rights. That's all. That's pretty much everybody I know who's Gen X is like that. It's when you start messing with us and our rights that we have a problem. There's some of us in Gen X who have taken that red pill, and we fight to fix the mess that boomers made and that millennials are making.
Hey.
For, you know what I mean? Not all, you know what I mean.
I'm still here, you know.
Obviously, this doesn't apply to everyone. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
But, you know, so some of us fight for that stuff, but all of it is based on, in my opinion, from what I see, and granted, this is not every Gen Xer, it's just leave us alone and stop pushing laws on us that are stupid.
Yeah.
Stop taking more of our money for stupid stuff. But they think we're going to save everybody, anybody from the cancel culture. And remember, Gen X is like the generation that's completely ignored. Everybody always talks about boomers and millennials. They don't care about us because we don't care about them.
You don't make any noise to speak of.
Right.
Right? I mean, seriously.
I don't care. Like, we just, again, leave us alone and we'll leave you alone. It's all good. And they just... People don't get it. Like, oh, all of a sudden now we matter?
Yep. I love it. I think this is hilarious. And it's really funny because if you really want to see how out of touch those Dems in D.C. are, look at some of the things. First of all, they put in a spending bill. Look at some of the things that they're speaking out about. You know, cutting dollars to police departments. And, you know, cutting some of the protections they have for the police departments. You've got people in the black community speaking out against those things. Okay, yet they're telling us they're protecting the black community. I mean, hello? Anybody home?
Yeah. the swamp rats in D.C. are so out of touch. And you know what I find interesting is they keep pushing Biden's porculus, which is another big, huge, giant failure, just like his Obama's porculus was. It's right. Nothing but, you know, oh, here, little American, you can have some of you can have $1,400, even though it's going to cost you thousands of dollars over time to pay off this bill. And it might cost your kids, grandkids, and their kids.
Well, think about this. They so did not teach us about math for so many years that a trade-off of we'll give you $1,400, but you have to pay back $57. You know, that's fine. That's credit card math. Right?
They're worse than the mafia.
I know.
Than the loan sharks. The government is worse than loan sharks. what I keep seeing is Democrats who are for the stimulus, they keep posting, like, positive things about it. And you know what I'm seeing most of the comments are? Negative towards it.
Oh, yeah.
And I look at all
my
that
community,
stuff.
And I keep putting in there, all right, so you're good with this. Okay, so you're good. I just keep putting up bits and pieces
yes.
of it to show that there are others getting more than we have. Why are we bailing out California, New York? Why are we doing... Why does some poor slob in Oklahoma who's been busted his hump, paying his taxes, have to bail out Governor Newsom because he can't handle the money? He can't handle being governor. Makes no sense.
Right. None of it makes any sense. Why are we bailing out other countries? Why are we giving Planned Parenthood more than the massive millions of dollars we give them every year? Why? It's all left-wing pet projects.
Health. You must not care about
it. And then, oh, good Lord Almighty, they keep talking about bringing trains back. Stop! Trains are some of the most regressive form of travel in this country. They serve a purpose, don't get me wrong, but we don't need new ones because they're not profitable.
No, but not only that, you know, they're only effective in certain areas, too. I mean,
yes.
The East Coast, it works well on the East Coast, I'll give you that. You know, some of the trains that go from Connecticut to D.C. and New York and that kind of stuff, it is a fast and easy way to get there. But in other areas, it's terrible.
Joe.
Yes.
They want to put in, and the left has been trying to put this in for years in New Hampshire. They want to put in, I call it a rail to nowhere, from that connects Concord to Manchester and then goes into Lawrence and eventually goes into Boston. I'm like, we already have a train in New Hampshire that goes to Boston. We have a bus line that goes from New Hampshire to Boston. Taxpayers have to fund it because it doesn't make any money.
That's right.
We already have these things. I'm like, the only thing a train is going to do is make it easier for drug dealers to come into New Hampshire. Because then they don't have to worry about getting pulled over on their way in if they got a taillight out.
But Kimberly,
so dumb.
Yeah, Kimberly, think of all the animals that you're saving and all the pollution you're keeping from going into the air by using a train. And, you know, more people, you know, they'll get to know each other. And we won't be able to see through the masks on the train. But, you know what I'm saying? I mean, why are you fighting this?
Because I'm sick of my tax dollars being wasted on stupid things.
Listen, I'm in total agreement with you, and it's not going to stop. The way they're pushing stuff through, they are going to spend every last nickel for people that, you know, that aren't even born yet that are going to have to pay back unless something major goes down. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Joe, they're doing everything ass backwards. Like, mm-hmm. they're literally, when they call themselves progressive, but they're really regressive.
Yep.
They're trying to say that Biden's bill is going to lift people out of poverty. No, you morons. It's going to keep more people in poverty dependent on taxpayers.
Yep.
God,
well,
it's...
What's funny, you know, they have this mindset that by giving people money, lift them out of something. And that has never worked. It's never, ever worked. Just ask the people who borrow money from credit card to credit card to credit card to credit card. Right?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't work. It does nothing. And they've done, there's been studies done over years and probably even decades around the world that people who actually work and earn their money are much happier in general than if they're just sitting around getting a few bucks from the government. Because they're never going to get beyond that if they don't have to, because they don't have to strive for anything.
Yep.
It's just bad. Everything the left touches, they destroy. And now they want to destroy this country. God help us all if those lunatics actually pass the filibuster and get rid of it.
You know.
Then we will all be, this country will be done. Done.
Oh, listen. I agree with you. With the amount of, look, did you hear that Senator Ben Cardin, on a hot mic that he thought was off, he told Pete Buttigieg that the Democrats will most likely use the reconciliation on the infrastructure package, as they did on the COVID relief bill, to push through the money they're trying to get done. So they've already figured out the way to do this and the way to maneuver this, which is why the Republicans suck so bad, because they need to be doing the same things and stop the self-righteous, well, we don't work like that. Well, too bad. If you ever get power again, you better work like that or just disband. Go away. Finish it off. Finish yourselves off. Right?
Yeah, no, we're above that. We don't play like the Democrats do. Yeah, that's why you lose, dumbasses. Sorry.
Sorry. They say it on TV. Haven't you watched that 70s show? He does it all the time. So
that's true.
Let me see your host. Listen to The Real Side. Kimberly Marin will be with us when we come back.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A couple of nitwits.
We are back. Are we? Yes. Joe, the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you are spending with us, you know, on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let me bring her on. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. Kimberly, they're going to have, California, there's a couple of groups that want to have a mask burning event.
Nice. Look at that. I think it's great.
I do, too. I'm with you.
We had bra burning events back in the 60s and 70s, right?
Yes. You did.
So let's go for it.
Let's burn the mask.
I'm good with that.
Yeah. You know? No, I listen, we still have many, many, many people that, you know, are still wigged out about the masks, want you to wear two masks, want you to pull it up over your nose, constantly tight. I mean, it's like, give me a break. Right, and but we've got a large group of people who are saying, "That's it, I'm done, I'm finished,
I'm done,
I want out of this." But you said you were noticing the same thing there in New England.
Yeah, I'm noticing the same thing. Like a few months ago, people were all, you know, brown shirt Brenda or Psycho Karen, right? excuse me, I'm noticing a big difference. People are sick of it. They're done. They're done with the mandates. They're done with the BS. You know, if you look at any stats, people are looking, the mask mandates didn't do a damn thing to stop COVID. They did nothing.
Actually, I got a story up on the website right now that talks about how in California, it made it worse.
Yeah.
You know? Yep.
So, yeah, people are realizing the mask mandates are bogus. They realize that Fauci is a fraud. The guy flips and flops more than a fish out of water. And people are realizing this. No one trusts him. Certainly no one trusts the government, regardless of who's in charge. They're realizing that the people have been had. We've been had.
Yep.
And some of us still went about living our lives. You know, some of us still did the same thing, wear masks. Oh, yeah, some of us did. And guess what? We didn't get freaking COVID.
No, just amazing.
We didn't get it or spread it. How's that?
Yeah, I am always amazed at this. You know, whose science are they using, right?
I mean, the who's? The Chinese governments. That's whose science they're using. The people who gave it to us and spread it around the world for power.
So are you, right now, people try to figure out who's running this country. A lot of people feel like it is the CCP. It is the Chinese Communist Party. What do you think?
Well, they're doing stuff that resembles what they would do. I mean, Biden doesn't know what's going on. Anybody could be put right in his speeches. We don't know. Anybody could run. Biden isn't the one running or leading the country. That's for sure. I mean, he hasn't even given a presser yet. Today he spoke again, and he ran away afterwards. I think he answered one question, someone said.
Wow.
Where is the presser? If this was Trump, they would have been losing their minds.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
why is he hiding from the press?
Bingo. What's he got to hide? You know, what's going on? That kind of stuff. I mean, seriously.
And somebody said, I think he's, meaning Biden, I think he's afraid to talk to the press. I'm like, no. I don't think Biden's afraid. I think the people actually running the country are afraid.
No question about it.
The extreme left is what's running the country right now. It's not Biden. It's a group of people that hate America and hate Americans. And you can tell by all the stuff they're pushing.
Yep. No, I totally agree with you. I really do. They got what they voted for. I was saying today earlier that you know, when it comes to New York and Chicago and San Francisco and California, you get what you voted for. And then you vote these people back in again. And I'm sorry, I have absolutely no sympathy for you. Or if you're one of those people that are sitting there now scratching their heads going, the heck's going, what happened?
Ugh.
You know?
Yeah, the only problem is we all have to suffer.
I know.
We warned people. It just came out today that Biden's plan is his tax plan, quote unquote, is going to be the highest tax increase since 1993. And people are so dumb that they think, oh, he's just going to tax the wealthy and tax businesses more. That affects every single person in this country. The people who can least afford to lose their jobs, pay higher costs for things, etc., those are going to be the people who suffer the most. Not the billionaires who pay extra or can figure out some loophole to not have to pay. The poorest people will suffer the most with increased taxes, whether it's on them or not, because most of them don't pay actual federal income tax.
I know. People don't get this, all right? And it's not necessarily a bad thing, okay? They're following the law. They're doing what it is that they're allowed to illegally do, that frankly, Democrats have put these laws in place as much as Republicans have. So you got no right to be teed off, you know, calling the Republicans the wine and cheese crowd, because in all sincerity and reality, I wonder if maybe there's a lot of Democrats that don't have that kind of money.
I'm sorry. The biggest and richest elitist in this country are leftists. They are Democrats. Yep. That is why the Democrat Party and the left have billions upon billions upon billions of dollars pushing left-wing ideology at the local level, state level, organizations that they fund all across the country and the world to push their ideology.
Yeah. Do you know what's really irritating, though, is this thing you brought it up earlier with Planned Parenthood. You know, now there's millions and billions of dollars in there to fund Planned Parenthood. But it's not like it's funding us here. in any way, shape, manner, or form. Right? I mean, in reality, the money, where is the money going to? Well, it's going all over the world to fund abortions. So whether you're pro-abortion or not, unless you're one of those nutjobs that think that we should be paying for abortion for everybody on the planet, you know, it's just amazing what we're willing to give up for our little $14, $1,400, excuse me.
So what Trump did was he stopped sending money to abortion mills across the world, around the world, still was sending it to help give aid and help women at places that weren't abortion mills. But now, of course, Biden reversed that because Democrats want to make sure abortion mills get their money. I mean, Planned Parenthood is all over the world. It's not just in the U.S.
Right. Yeah, no.
So we weren't stopping helping others, which we can have a discussion. That's another discussion that we shouldn't be sending foreign aid to all these countries. That's a whole different topic. But we weren't stopping helping women, like what the left tried to say. We were stopping lining the pockets of abortion mills.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know what? There are so many. I'm so tired of hearing that women can't get health care. Right? You look around. Oh. There are women everywhere that are getting health care. There are women everywhere that are getting the health care that they need through clinics and other places. Planned Parenthood does not provide health care.
No. So this is, I used to argue with the leftists about this all the time. When people wanted to defund Planned Parenthood, they're like, where are women going to go? Where are they going to go? I'm like, Planned Parenthood, there's only 700, I believe, in the entire country. There are thousands of low-income healthcare clinics and centers around this country, thousands, that actually provide actual healthcare, not just to women, but to their children and to husbands, and they provide pregnancy care.
Yep.
And we're still funding them. Women don't have to go to Planned Parenthood. They can go to this other place and get the same things for the same price or less and more care. But, you know, Planned Parenthood, abortion, abortion, abortion. We have to kill more babies.
You know, really, isn't that interesting? Like, Their two biggest mantra things is reproductive choice for moms, and which I don't know how you call somebody a mom who's having an abortion. That just doesn't make any sense to me. But
oh my God, no. The best. This is the best. Joe.
Go ahead.
I almost called you Nick.
I don't remember this story, but go ahead.
The best is that they say, you know, it's for women, women's rights, whatever. And I'm like, well, what about all the future women that you're ending their lives? Like, I don't get that. Like, how can you, this is the problem with the left. They have zero logic. And when you call them on that, right, and you try to put some, if you try to infuse some of the logic into their argument, they lose their minds. I used to get banned all the time on Facebook for infusing logic against, you know, leftist arguments for Planned Parenthood, and they would report me. I get banned.
So last but not least, before we get run out of time here, the cancel cartoon culture. First thing,
oh,
like,
God.
Well, first thing I thought was really funny was all the stuff around Pepe Le Pew, and I'm going, do you people understand he's a cartoon?
A cartoon?
He doesn't really exist. You know, hello, anybody home? And then I'm talking, well, yeah, because he was a sexual assaulter. So think about this. We're going to ban Pepe Le Pew, but Joey B gets a walk, right?
And so does Cuomo. I mean, yeah, they're talking about wanting to get rid of Cuomo, but, you know, come on, man. What about Bill Clinton? They still revere him to this day.
And
come on, man.
Yeah, I know, right? The saint. Of the Democrat Party. But, no, there's one more, though. This is great. They want to ban Peter Pan because of the way pirates are portrayed, you know.
What?
As
what?
Yes, as criminal immigrants in Peter Pan. So they don't like the way the pirates are portrayed. I was rolling around laughing. I knew you'd get a kick out of that. I mean, just asinine.
Wow.
And on that note,
wow.
Where do they find you?
GraniteGrock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
Oh,
my.
I'll make you laugh, but you'll be up all night on that one. Joe, we'll see your health club. We're coming up in the next hour. Dr. B joins us to help us straighten our brains out. We'll be back in a little bit.